I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Hey, welcome to Try This from the Washington Post. Try This is a series of audio courses to help you take on common challenges and learn something new without having to make a big time commitment. I'm Christina Quinn. I'm a journalist at the Post, and I'll be learning with you. Almost like we're friends? See, that's what this course is about. More specifically, how to make the most of your friendships wherever you are in life. Here's how this will work. Each Try This course has anywhere from 2 to 5 classes, or in other words, 2 to 5 episodes. In this course on friendship, we'll have 3 episodes that focus on how to assess your friendships, how to get out of your comfort zone, and finally, how to navigate changes or disruptions in your relationship. Okay, class is in session. Let's try this. Friends do a lot for us, right? We know we can rely on them to answer a call or reply to a text, to laugh at a certain joke or pick up on a reference. Friends keep us in check. What if I told you that having good, deep friendships can actually make you live longer?
We didn't believe it at first because we thought, okay, you know, it stands to reason you'll be happier if you have good relationships. But how could relationships get into your body and change your physiology?
This is Dr. Bob Waldinger. He's a professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and a practicing psychiatrist and a Zen priest. He's also the director of the Harvard Study of Adult Development at Mass General Hospital in Boston. It's the world's longest human study that focuses on happiness.
We followed these people all the way from the time they were teenagers until their 90s and a few in their 100s.
Bob is actually the 4th director of the study, which began in 1938, way before he was born. That year, researchers started tracking 268 Harvard sophomores. The goal of the study was to track these participants over their lifespans and understand what contributes to a happy and healthy life. Over time, researchers added hundreds more to the study, including teenage boys from inner-city Boston, and eventually the participants' wives. Now the study is in its 2nd generation, following the children of the original participants. Here's how it works. Every 2 years, the participants fill out a long questionnaire. It asks about all aspects of their health, both physical and mental. And it also asks about the quality of their relationships, including how satisfied they are with the number and closeness of their friends, or if they ever feel lonely. The researchers also collect medical data every 5 years.
We wanted to see, okay, what were the strongest predictors of who's going to stay not just happy, but who's going to stay healthy and who's going to live longer? It wasn't cholesterol levels. It wasn't blood pressure. It was the quality of their relationships.
This finding came into focus in the late 80s and was reinforced over time by similar studies around the world, representing tens of thousands of people. The data from these studies showed a consistent pattern across all ages, races, and demographics. And it was this: people who were more socially connected had less risk of dying at any age.
Then we began to look at the mechanisms. How does this work? How do relationships change us physically? The best hypothesis has to do with stress and stress regulation.
You know when you're stressed out or upset about something and need to unload? Maybe you can call somebody and just tell them about your day. And when you do, you physically feel your body calm down. But if you don't have that kind of connection with anyone,
what we think happens is that the people who don't have good relationships, are not connected, stay in a kind of low-level revved up fight or flight response. So higher levels of circulating stress hormones like cortisol, higher levels of inflammation. And we know that those things actually break down many different body systems. So that's how the absence of relationships could both make it more likely you'd get coronary artery disease and make it more likely you'd get type 2 diabetes.
A 2010 meta-analysis of 148 studies that included 300,000 participants solidified the connection between relationships and health. People with the fewest social ties had a 50% higher mortality rate than people who had the most social ties. 50%! So strong social ties may literally prolong your life. And here's the good news. Just like it's never too late to start exercising, it's also never too late to strengthen your relationships. Bob calls it social fitness. So what is social fitness? Consider it the state and well-being of your social health, your social interactions, what you put into your friendships, and what you receive. So put on your sweats, because in this first class, we're going to start by assessing our social fitness. Okay, you don't need to actually put on sweats. This is going to be a brain exercise, and I just want you to be cozy. You can grab a pen and paper, or just listen and reflect and try this later. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to map your social universe. Make a list of people in your life. Who do you include in this list?
We say include everybody. You know, occasionally I get really broad and I include the mail carrier because I used to sit on the front porch when the weather was nice and I'd greet him every day and he'd greet me. Now that's the most peripheral person I've ever included. But, you know, then it's certainly it's the people who helped me in my research lab. It's my colleagues who live in distant places, but I talk to regularly. And obviously then my family and my friends. Some of my family I'm really annoyed by and I annoy them, but they're part of my life. So I include them.
This could also include your coworkers, your boss, some peeps from your book club. You can make the list as long as you want, but listing 10 people is a good place to start. And while it may feel a little silly at first, writing down the name of your mail carrier or the person who checks you out at the supermarket, the point of this exercise is to acknowledge what role they play in your life. It's also a nice reminder that you're part of a community.
It helps us feel we belong to the world. It gives us a bit of positive feeling about ourselves and about the other person. That gives us little hits of well-being.
Okay, you've got your list. What exactly you're supposed to do with it, we'll get to after the break.
I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
If you're looking for a smoking gun, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not find it.
In October 2001, a series of letters filled with a deadly powder called anthrax were dropped into the U.S. mail system. What started as an unprecedented case turned into an unsettling mystery. Who sent these deadly letters? And why? From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Josh Dean, and this is Cover Up Season 4, The Anthrax Threat. Available now.
All right, you now have a list of people in your life. Now it's time to think about the character of these relationships and how frequently you engage with them. Here's what you do next. Simply draw a horizontal line with a vertical line going through it, so you have four quadrants.
The horizontal line basically has you rate how frequently you have contact with somebody. So it goes from infrequent on the left to frequent on the right. The vertical line asks you to rate how energizing or depleting the relationship is. And basically what you're doing is you're locating someone in this two-dimensional space. So they might be both energizing and you see them really frequently, and that's up in the far right corner, Or down in the bottom left, it might be that you see them infrequently and they're really depleting. Or it might be all kinds of combinations.
You may be wondering, what is an energizing or depleting relationship? Bob defines it as this. An energizing relationship invigorates you and makes you feel connected after you part ways. You know that feeling after you've had a good hang time session, your heart is full, and maybe there's an inner calm? A depleting relationship, on the other hand, can make you feel frustrated, tense, anxious, or worried. I call those energy vampires.
And then what we ask people to do is think about what changes you might like to make and actually to draw a little arrow. Where would you like to move that relationship? Would you like to move it from more frequent to less frequent or vice versa? Trying to include all the people you can think of who are meaningful in your life is a really useful exercise because we often forget about people who play important roles, or we realize, oh my gosh, I love that person, but we don't see each other very much.
Sure, it's great to be reminded of how much we miss or love someone, but what about all those depleting people on our lists? Bob says, don't necessarily give up on them.
Sometimes that person is really important to you, right? They might be your parent, and you're never going to have another one. Now, some people you can give up. There are some people who I don't have to keep in my life, and they make me feel more angry, more depressed, and I say, I'm going to let that go. But there are other people who I want to keep in my life, and so I can make sure that I don't spend too much time with them, or I can try to change the relationship so it's not so depleting. There are a lot of ways to work with it.
One way to take stock of your friendships is by identifying what kinds of support each person offers and what kinds of support you bring to the table. Think of it like this. Is this a person you can call in the middle of the night? Or is this someone who inspires you to try new things? Maybe you always turn to them for help, or they're just reliably a good time. Bob suggests using a framework like this as an exercise to identify where your relationships are now and where you want them to be.
If you feel like you need more or you need something different, then we can ask, well, can I change the relationships I have to make things better in those relationships? Or maybe it's and, can I bring some new people into my life? It's possible to do both.
You can start by thinking about how to improve the relationships you already have. What do you want more of? If you want to have some more fun, you could reach out to some friends and say, hey, let's do more of those things that we enjoy together. Or perhaps you need more people to confide in. Then you can send out some feelers to people you're comfortable with. Maybe there's someone you like, but you've never really shared a lot of personal stuff. You could send out a little feeler and see how they receive it and if they reciprocate. You decide which relationships to reinvigorate and which ones to rethink. It's worth saying that doing this assessment can potentially make you feel all the feels. When I did it, there were times I felt a little sad. It really hammered home that there are close friends I just don't see enough. Sure, a lot of it has to do with the fact that we live far away and have young kids, but that shouldn't stop me from making plans to hang out in person. When I did the exercise, I also saw opportunities for growth in more casual friendships. Now, you don't have to tackle all of these relationships at once. It's like exercise. You can't get it all done in one workout. Take it one step at a time. Okay, a quick recap. Number one, friendships can actually affect your health. Number two, the quality of your relationships matter. Take some time to assess them. Number three, maintaining your relationships requires work and consistent nurturing. Think of it as being part of your social fitness plan. That's it for our first class. Up next, in our second class on making the most of your friendships, we're going to talk about getting out of your comfort zone. We'll hear more from Dr. Bob Waldinger. We'll also get some lessons from Washington Post's advice columnist, Carolyn Hacks, and TikTok's favorite friendship coach, Danielle Byard Jackson. We'll publish new classes in this friendship course each week on Tuesdays. But you can hear the remaining two classes right now and ad-free with a subscription to The Post. If you already have one, great. Just look for the Washington Post channel in Apple Podcasts, and you can link up your subscription there and you're good to go. If you don't yet have a subscription, you can subscribe to the Washington Post through the link in our show notes. Thanks for listening, and I'll meet you in class too.
If you're looking for a smoking gun, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not find it.
In October 2001, a series of letters filled with a deadly powder called anthrax were dropped into the U.S. mail system. What started as an unprecedented case turned into an unsettling mystery. Who sent these deadly letters? And why? From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Josh Dean, and this is Cover Up Season 4, The Anthrax Threat. Available now.